Penny Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I am Mo. I am not hamsterish this week, at least I hope not. How are you today? Today is, by the way, Wednesday the 11th of February, 2026. Yeah, February 2026, the 11th of. So how's that for a spectacular entrance into the day or the week or the month or the year? I don't know. It's a date. It's a date. That's right. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing well, and I'm doing well, and I'm well done. And, you know, yeah. I don't know. I got my sound thing figured out. At least I think I did. I'm sure you'll let me know if I didn't. Yeah. Let's see who's in the room. Let's see. Lisa is in the room and Renee's in the room. And I hope more of you will come in the room. What am I talking about? Well, I have a chat room. It's at YouTube at moabdelbaki.com. That's MOABDELBAKI. Abdelbaki. That's right. It's an Egyptian name. And, yeah, what can I do? What can I say? Yeah, my mom and dad came over from there, and they brought me with them. What can I say? I wasn't born there. I was on the way. I wasn't born on an island somewhere. I guess I was, wasn't I? Yeah, come to think of it. So, anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about you. So, how are the dreams coming along? Are they any better? Hang on just a second here. Are they feeling any better at all? Are you feeling any better at all? Are you? No. Okay. All right. Enough of that. The world, oh, the world, what a wonderful world. And those of you listening on radio live, thank you for doing so. Live radio. That's at 12radio.com. There's a lot to be said for live radio. A lot to be said. I love live radio. I really do. Pamela, how are you? No chipmunks today, I know. I brought a bag of peanuts. I ate them. Okay, so I'm glad there are no chipmunks because they would have held it against me. Thank you, Renee, too, for telling me I sound okay. Yeah, I finally found the problem, and I got it ironed out. And, of course, an iron and technology rarely go well together unless you leave the steam function off. And if you leave the steam on, then you have a steampunk situation, and it was punk rock that cost me some of my hearing, I conjecturize, or conjectural, or whatever the plural of conjectures is, and I don't know what that is. So here we are, halfway, almost, not quite halfway through the month of February, the shortest month of the year. Kind of cool. And I hope you are all doing exceedingly well. It's a strange world we're in right now. Our favorite Olympic sport is curling. Partially because of my hair, I think, which is exceedingly curly and always has been. My mustache has been curling lately. I think you can probably see some. Yeah. But I wax philosophical. And, but I haven't seen any yet. there have been those fellers on the ice, and young ladies as well, young men and young women. They do astounding. I watched some loogie yesterday, and I can understand why they call it that, because it is so fast. They are on that slick ice, and they move so quickly, 86 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour, on these tiny, itty-bitty little sleds, and crazy. Some ski jumping that happened to be on, and beyond that, it's like, I haven't watched much of it at all. It's kind of strange. It's odd. But to each their own, and to own a good night. But I'm still here. So I would like to talk about something today that I think is one of the most fascinating aspects of doing this stuff, divination of any kind, and is a valuable tool, and that is reading for oneself. Curly, my favorite stooge. Indeed, Pamela. Indeed. Whoop. Jerome Lester Horowitz, I believe. Lester may have been his middle name. Poor Curly. He had health issues. He was the youngest. They called him Babe. That's Curly. Yes, I was a fan, a rather big fan of the Stooges. Weren't we all? You know, weren't we all? So, reading for oneself. It's one of the hardest things I think there is to do. It certainly was for me in the beginning. I had a very difficult time reading for myself. Most people I've spoken to have had a very difficult time reading for themselves. It's been a tough task. And yet, it's something that I think a lot of people would love to do. I'd like to read for myself. Mo, do you read for yourself? Yepper, I do. How do you do that? Well, I have ways. I have inscrutable ways. And so I thought I would do today. And I have written down here, because I figured if I didn't write them down here, you wouldn't get them. So, because the mind, it wanders. So, I'll have to take these, but these are computer glasses. They have a yellow filter of some sort, and they block something, and they enhance something else. And I can't read very well with these, so I have to take them off and put them back on, which means you will see me without glasses. Now, I can't see anything at all. Nothing. I just got some new glasses. I still won't be able to see, I don't think, very well. Went to go get new glasses and saw the optometrist, not the ophthalmologist, but the optometrist, because I have insurance. And the optometrist said, "Oh, you've got cataracts." Told my wife the same thing. So I don't need to worry about your prescription here. I don't think that's that big a deal. So I'll just kind of, you know, we'll tweak it here. And, oh, it's a little bit different. But the problem with your vision is that you have cataracts. So, you know, you're going to go and get your eyes done. You're going to have the cataracts removed. And you'll see just as, well, you'll see like an eagle. You'll see like a hawk. And I thought, well, I don't need to see a mouse at a mile away. My dad was a veterinary ophthalmologist, amongst other things. He knew what he was doing. And so on and so forth. And cows. And he knew people eye too, you know. I once drove him mad. He was trying to get me to see through one of those gadgets, you know, where they put it up to your eye, and I thought he was going to lose his mind. I couldn't see hide nor hair of anything. Anyway, so that optometrist, a nice person, very nice person, said, go see this, you know, they'll talk to you, they'll put new lenses in your eyes, and you won't need glasses anymore. And I thought, well, I need some sort of prop to put on my face. I've been wearing these since I was 10. And not these ones, but, you know. And so we went, and the doc took a look at eyes and pictures of eyes and, you know, 8x10 glossy photos of eyes and said, you don't need it yet. You know, young whippersnapper, you know, in his maybe mid to late 20s, maybe young 30s. I don't know. I can't tell them apart. And they're all just young. And said, you don't need these new eyeglasses. And he said, your eyes, why, they're this. Well, I don't know why you want to see perfect anyway. And I thought, driving, street lights, you know, those types of things. So I decided to get glasses. So I don't know how good they're going to be. We'll find out. I'll let you know. Don't worry. I'm an old man. Old men love to tell you things. You know how it is. I'm reading for yourself. You see, that's why I made a list. So anyway, God almighty. Boy, am I nuts. Raven. Hiya, Raven. How are you? It's good to see you here in the world of demented woe. That's right. Welcome. So reading for yourself. Boy, it was quite a while before I finally figured out that I could, A, do it. Now, let me just say, this is not necessarily a replacement for getting a reading. There are lots of good readers around. I've worked with a heck of a lot of them. I'm a reader. I'm kind of on hiatus right now. My wife needs, you know, me around. And it's unpredictable as to when she does need me around. She has some issues, you know, physical and so on. And I have issues, but they're right here. You know what I mean? That's a different story completely. But that's a completely different story. But, of course, I've had those issues for a long time. You know, when you just have a quick question, or you have a few quick questions, or you've got a big question, you don't necessarily, but there's still time and a place for getting to a reader, you know, a reputable reader. The 1-2 system is a good place for that, and you know the people, and you know, but find someone who is you trust. But when you need a question, do I read for myself? Oh, yep. And I'm just going to say, there's nothing that irritates me more than when a reader volunteers reading for me. It's like, don't do it. You know, I mean, I never volunteer information unless I'm asked. Never. I just never, ever do it. I don't ever, ever just say, by the way, I'm getting a message, and the message is saying, oh, wait a minute, it's coming through in FM, 500 megahertz. You know, I don't do that. And I know a lot of people who do, and I'm not fond of that. But that's just an aside. You do what you want to do, but I just have never been fond of that. But if you do what you want to do. But I there are times when I just really want to know something. So, in the beginning, when I would do it, it would be like trying to read mud, or drink mud. It was just not palatable. It was not very possible. And so I've worked on it, and I've done it for decades. But in the beginning, it was tough. And especially when you've got a Jim Dandy hot deck of cards, like the Crowley Thoth deck that you like and that speaks to you, and you say, now this ought to work, this should be working for me, but it doesn't. And you say, I can read for other people, zing, you know, zip, but I can't read for myself. So what is the problem? Well, number one, tip number one, be ready to know the truth. You have to want to know the truth. My question to you is, can you take it? You have to be willing, able, and ready to take it. Can you take the truth? You know, You have to be really willing to listen to and handle the truth in order to read for yourself. And that is the prerequisite to it all. So if you're in a relationship and you don't want to hear the truth about it, or if you know someone and you just can't handle the truth, you can't handle, then don't ask. Okay? I've known so many people have gone to readers, and the reader tells them something that just blows them away, and it doesn't even have to be a good reader. Sometimes readers just love, I've known readers who love to tell people that their spouse is in an affair when it has not been true. I've often been the other reader, the second or third opinion reader. And they'll say, oh, you went and saw me, and I'm like, I don't see it. And if I see it, you can darn bet that I am going to say it. I'm not going to hide it. I have no reason to hide it. If I see bad news, I'm going to say it. Because that's what it goes. It says, Raven says, ask a question here. Have you ever experienced inaccuracies when reading for yourself? No, unless I'm lying to myself, Raven. Why does it happen? Because we don't want to hear what we have going on. It happens with pendulums. Now, pendulums. Let me talk about pendulums for a second. I don't like pendulums. Not that I don't like them. I've got a couple of them. I enjoy them. I used to use pendulums in high school to freak people out. I would give them a key to hold, like an old key, the old ones that we used to call skeleton keys, like to an old haunted house or something. Actually, it was the old haunted house that I lived in. It was the key to that house because we had several of them. And I was in high school, so it was long after we had left there. And I used to do a couple of things with it. I used to do a thing where I would put it in the palm of my hand and it would turn itself over. And I wouldn't actually do anything. I would just think to myself, turn over, and it would turn over, and people would flip out. It was just autonomic nervous system thing, but I would let people hold it. And I would say, this key is a lie detector. And I want you to try to lie to me. You see? That's all I want you to do. I want you to lie to me. Try to lie. And they would hold it. And it will tell me whether you're lying or not. And they'd say, oh, no, you're full of crap, Mo. And I'd say, possibly and most probably. But I want you, the key knows, because I lived in a haunted house and this is the key. Pamela says, pendulums don't work for me. For a lot of people. But if you understand that pendulums work based upon subtle movement that we have. I know this to be true. I've spoken to many psychics. One, a guy named David St. Clair, who was a cool guy. I liked David St. Clair. Met him in 1977. I was married at the time. So that would be 1977. I was newlywed. That was a fun time. I was happily married for those months. And then I was married for 17 years, but those months were pretty good. I enjoyed things pretty well. And I knew a very famous psychic named Midge Soderberg. And she used a Bible. Wow, she did bibliomancy. And she used a Bible. And her son, by the way, Steven Soderberg, the famous director. Midge was a great person. Gosh, I loved Midge. She was cool. Anyway, David explained. I suspected that for years because I would say to, someone, an unsuspecting person, now lie to me, do you like me? And the No, they didn't like me. And it would tell the truth. And they would be horrified. They would be mortified. I did this with teachers. And I did this with, you know, students. And it would always tell, are you, I asked a girl, are you a virgin? And it said, no. And I thought she was going to, I stopped right there. And I said, I'm sorry. I didn't expect, I thought, you know, my fault. I thought she was. It's because of it's so we and so when we have a horse in the race, as they say, so this is why I prefer these things, cards or I Ching or dice, something that the universe can step in, Raven, and say, let me interfere and get in the way of. Because that then takes us out of it. Does that make sense, Raven? Do you get that? Because we can step right in the middle of it and change the answer if we don't like it. The subconscious mind, the id, is extremely powerful. And if we don't like what's going on, we can change the answer. So that's why it doesn't work. Okay, that's why I like things like there are even divinations with malas, you know, like Tibetan malas, and these are very and they're very good. I like them. I don't do them that often. Because there are simpler ways, you know, than just, you ask a question and you come in and you're very welcome. I'm glad I could answer that. But that's the reason why. And I know a lot of people who use them all the time. In the Kreskin game, you come in until you have 3, 2, or 1. And you come in here and you do one more and then there's 3 and it's either a falcon or a snow leopard or a crow, I think it is. And you read it that way, but that's not why I'm here. That's not why I'm here. But I love it because it's very simple and you can ask questions. Of course, you know, I used to carry these with me all the time. These are the very beads that I used for. Oh, I still use them. I've had them for 35 years or so. 30 years, something like that. Oh, money for my own. They're very good. I love them. I have had to restring them a few times. Now they're on cord that I don't think will ever break. If I wear them around my neck, if someone pulls on them, I will die. So you have to be able to handle the truth, and you have to be able to. So make sure you want to know the answer. And after a while, you get to where that's all you want is the truth. And it doesn't matter what that truth is. You can handle it. You can take it. You need the truth. That's all you crave. You're very welcome. Did I say you're welcome, Raven? I hope so. Number one, if you can't deal with the truth, don't try to read for yourself, period. The oracle, there is an intelligence behind every oracle. And that intelligence, well, it is what it is. It is what it is. Let me see if I can. All right, I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Don't ask the same question over and over again. Okay? Don't do it. If you ask the same question over and over again, I can tell you without a doubt, unequivocally, sure, oracles don't like that. When you ask a question of the tarot and you ask a question like, okay, is this project going to go well? And the tarot may say something like, nah, it'll go okay. And you don't like that question. So you ask again, is the project going to go well? And the cards will say, it's going to go badly. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Well, let me shuffle up here. And is the project going to go well? The project is going to go abysmally. I don't like that. I'm going to shuffle up one more time. Is the project going to go well? You are going to make a complete jerk of yourself, a fool of yourself, and you may be arrested doing so. I mean, it will get worse and worse and worse. And this is very common in divination. The more you ask, the worse it's going to get, to the point where eventually you will perish in the project, even if it's just giving a little speech for a group of people. Something will happen so heinously that your life will probably just, you know, you're going to fold up and blow off into the wind. Ask once, let it go. Okay? It's very important that whatever it is that over-intelligence, that over-mind, yes, despises asking over and over and over again. Hates it. It took me a long time to figure that out, you know. Quick story. My dear friend, whose anniversary of his death was just the other day, I had been reading for many, 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 many years. Went down, he lived in Albuquerque, and he was living with a girl down there, of age. I shouldn't make it sound like he was living with a girl. A woman. And I got a vibe. And he said, would you read for us? And I thought, you know, ding, 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 you know. And so I lay out the cards. And you know, people like layouts. I don't like them, but other people do. So I lay out the cards for them, you know. And I laid them out, and I couldn't read a thing. It was like I was looking at a menu in a Chinese restaurant. I used to go to Chinatown in San Francisco, and they'd give you these menus in Chinese, and they would make you ask for an English menu. You know, I think they did it just to mess with your mind. And you know, the food was always wonderful, but, you know, it was like, oh, my God, what am I looking at? And I had a friend who could read them, and so that was always fun when he'd go, yeah, I'll have the chow yuck. And then bring some, you know, and it was always wonderful. But, and they'd always treat us great. And, you know, we'd pay out $3 or $5 for this magnificent feast. Anyway, so I couldn't read anything. So I did something that I'm going to tell you to do. I wrote down what I saw. And I said, I can't read this. I'm sorry, I don't see anything. And it was, and my friend was like, oh, okay, because he knew me, and I knew I could read, and the girl was like, well, he's not very good. I was like, that's okay. I don't care what she thinks. And later on that night, when I was, you know, I was just staying the night, I was on my way to something, and I was on my way to something, which has kind of panned out to be pretty remarkable. I'll have to tell you about it. I'll tell you in a second. That night, I spread the cards out. I just went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It turned out that she was not stable. I thought she was a nice enough person, but not very stable. And I said, just read that the card said that at the time, they were just not right for her. I don't know if she was not stable or not. That was the impression I got later from him. And that's a one-sided story. I'm being very unfair. But no, they were not right for each other. No, it was not going to last. It did not last. I sure miss him. God, I miss him. I've talked about him before, but what a loss to me. What a loss. But anyway, so that's the cards will do that, because if, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to say, what are you going to say? You know, so don't put yourself into a place like that. That's just an aside. Let me tell you my news. And I shouldn't talk about this. It's a bit immodest, but I've been nominated to the National Yo-Yo Hall of Fame. That's it. Something I never expected to happen. I don't believe I'll be inducted, but I've been nominated. And that's kind of a huge, big deal for me because I don't know who nominated me. It's a huge deal for those of us who used to fling a piece of wood around in the sky a few times, you know. But I did it for a long time, freelancing, and worked for Duncan for a while. But I'm just kind of amazed. I mean, I got teary when I heard that I was nominated. Mighty Mo the Yo-Yo Pro. You know, I'll play the song someday. There's a song that was written about me. I'll do that. I'll play that song. But I just wanted to share the good news with my friends. I was blown away. Can you believe that? Thank you, Pamela. I don't think it'll happen because I don't think that many people know who I was. But wow, in my lifetime. So the next one. Don't ask the same question. I'm telling you, just let it go. If it's not the answer you want, pay attention to that. Maybe this will work here. 3, pretend you're talking to someone else. Yeah. This is a good one. This helped me a lot. I would sit at a table and I would lay the cards out as if I were reading for a client. And then I would get up, go around to the other side of the table, and pretend that I was the client. This, because I was having a hard time reading for myself. This sounds stupid. Thank you, Raven, so much. I know it's so silly, and it's so, trust me, it humbled me completely, because I haven't done it for a long, long time. I quit quite a while ago. Hung up the strings, as I put it. But I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled beyond comprehension. It's just amazing. I always keep one nearby, even though I don't play with it. Oh, I got so much crap on my desk here. Oh, look at that. What the heck? Right here. Here it is, right here. Here's one. Right there. You know, there's a yo-yo. There's one I actually used to use on stage. With these laser inserts, it sure made a lot of... It was fun. You can see. I haven't spun that thing. I bet it's been 25 years. 20 years at least. Now what can you do? But boy, did I have a good time. Thanks, Renee. Oh, I don't think I will. They don't... I mean, it's yo-yoing has changed. It is a whole brand new game. I had to introduce myself to this. It's the Academy of Yo-Yo Arts. And I had to introduce myself. And I said, this new yo-yoing is sorcery to me. I don't understand it. I've never even played with one of these new yo-yos. I wouldn't know what to do with it. But the old stuff, I was pretty good in my day. But anyway. So, pretend you're reading for somebody else and speak out loud. So, you know, here, I'll do a... So... So you would ask something like, how badly do I really want to be inducted into the Yo-Yo Hall of Fame? And I pull a card and I say, the moon. Okay, the moon card. How badly? Well, you know, I'm getting older. That's what that card is saying right there. I'm getting older. I'm talking out loud. I'm getting older. I'm on a path. That path is kind of scary because I am older. Does it matter? That's my question to myself. And I'm asking out loud, does it matter to me? And the card is the strength card. Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter to me. Speaking out loud, I've got a good life, a strong life. It doesn't matter to me. Would I enjoy it if it happened? Sure. Like milking a cow. You know, you get something out of it. I'll milk it. I will milk it. Virtue, the sun in Aries. I will milk it forever. But you read for yourself. You know, you talk out loud. So you just get, and you have fun with it, right? So that's the next one. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. Thank you for being kind and not saying, God, this guy's ego is just... so that's doing it out loud. Do it out loud. Okay. Practice with simple questions. Oh yeah, of course. Hypothetical is fine. So don't start off with, okay, if I've had this pain in my right side, could that be my appendix or do I have, you know, don't do that. Start off with simple questions. Start off with simple, and they can be hypothetical. And, you know, but it's just practice. And get used to asking silly questions. You know, I saw that redhead in the grocery store the other day. I didn't. I wasn't it. This is hypothetical. I saw that redhead in the grocery store the other day, and I think she looked at me. I definitely... Does she like me? Failure. Okay, no, she doesn't like me. But would she like me if she got to know me a little bit better? Would she like me? Ace of Discs? Yeah, she might like me. By the way, yes. The Ace of Discs is the signature card. That's a yo-yo in the middle. Okay? Mighty Moo. Well, do you think we would be a good couple, that redhead with the green eyes? Would be, no. Pleasure reversed? Not so much. Well, but I really kind of like her. Would she kind of, you know, would she like me if she'd been around me for a while? No. You know? So do stuff like that. Have fun with it. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm in the golden category. Golden years. Is she married? Does she have someone? Yeah. Okay, Prince of, yeah, Knight of Cups. Oh, yeah. And he's jealous. Okay. Well, there was that blonde in the grocery store. Did she kind of like me? I saw her. Well, oh, you mean the Three of Discs works? You mean... Oh, I get it. No, okay, I don't have that kind of money. You know, so you just do that. Just ask questions. Get answers from it. And they don't have to be real. It's just that you're trying to get practice at asking questions and getting answers. Does that make sense? Just have fun, till her daddy takes her T-Bird away. Why did her daddy take her T-Bird away? Oh, he didn't take her T-Bird away. Disappointment reversed. I get it. The song was a lie. Okay. You know that Carl Wilson was not a surfer. That was Dennis Wilson who was the surfer. Carl Wilson was into cars. So they did a lot of car songs. Okay, let me see if I can find the place here. Old. Oh, yes. Yes, and this is number 5 on the top 10. Yes and no questions are good. Yeah. As a matter of fact, yes and no questions are an art in themselves. They really are. Asking yes or no questions are quite okay. People say, well, you can't answer yes or no questions with the I Ching or with the Tarot or with Pshaw, I say to you, pshaw. You absolutely can. You just have to practice. You see? You just practice. You practice with it. You know, I use these dragon beads a lot. I love these dragon beads. I have to remake them so there's not a knot right here because I can sometimes feel it and I go, you know, you have to not know. So I'll do that. More beating, you know, goodness gracious. But it's okay. But, you know, older eyes. I have to wear these things I have. You pull down the thing and it magnifies it. And, you know, you feel like you're a jeweler in Antwerp, but I'm not. So, yeah, yes or no questions. Just practice. Yes or no questions. Yes or no questions. Let me shuffle up here just to give you an example of yes or no questions. And this will all help you to develop. Now, remember, you've got to practice this stuff. Okay? Yeah, you've got to practice this stuff. And practicing will enable you to do this. I promise you. Yeah. Tomorrow's my brother's birthday. Chef happy. It's his nickname. It's been his nickname since he was born. Yeah. He had a job at the Bourbon Orleans Hotel for 2 years. Yeah. He's a good chef. He's a super taster. I think we're all super smellers, but that has to do with glands or something. I don't know what it is. I amuse myself. Sorry. I apologize. So I'll call him. I love him. He actually did some YouTube recipe things, cooking Egyptian food. I liked them. I subscribed, you know. I wish he would do more of them. He's a funny guy. Yes or no questions. So, I don't know if you saw J.D. Vance at Milan getting booed. I didn't watch any of that. But I saw, like they said, I guess local American television, what do you call it, censored the booing. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Chef Happy. Yeah, happy birthday. He's a good guy. Was the vice president upset by the booing that he got? Oh, Queen of Swords. Queen of Swords. Just, you know, holding hands back, saying, I'm not gonna react. Patience. He didn't look too happy at the thing I saw. Indolence reversed. Probably was not happy. He acted somehow. What did he do? Yes or no. Was he angry? Yeah, there we go. Cat Mahab, the hermit reversed. I think he was furious. Well, but I don't think it was just about him. So that's just a yes or no. Let's ask this one. That's a silly political question. Let's forget that. Lindsey Vonn, not Linz Yvonne, Lindsey Vonn. Just a simple question. Was it worth it to her? Smashed her leg up again. The chariot. That's yes. It was worth it. She had to try. And cruelty. It was cruel. It was terribly cruel. So yes and no. She had to try, yes. But no, it in the long term, it wasn't worth it. I imagine she'll be in, I hope not, but that she may be in some form of pain, you know, for a long time. I think any professional athlete faces that, you know. Yes or no questions. Man, that was quite a wipeout. I saw the review of that, or not the review. They don't review things like that. I gave it 5 stars. That was quite a wipeout. Poor lady. She gave it her best try. Let's see. What else? Try yes or no questions. That's still on that same sorrow. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure. Depression going to set in. Yes. Okay, that's enough of that. So try yes or no questions. Yeah. I know. Stop it. Sometimes the voice is just unrelenting. You know, not the voices. The voice is just the mind goes. But questions are good. Ask yes or no questions and get the answer. Will things be all right again? Will things be all right again? Yes. Ruin. Now, this is a great card for me, so don't freak out. Those who have taken my classes know that the Ten of Swords is a great card. In my deck, you can see that it's a magic trick. It's behind the scenes, and you can see there the person. You can see just, it's hard to see, but you can see there's a lady down at the bottom in a trapdoor, and she's saying, shh, don't tell how the trick is done. The tens are all the opposite of what they appear. So it's not going to be ruined. You know how it's done. Everything's going to be fine. Okay? That's a yes or no question. So the answer is yes, it'll be fine. A lot of people are counting things. So that's yes or no. Okay? So ask yes or no questions. Absolutely. Keep your questions simple in the beginning. And you can, if it's a complicated question, you can pick at the answer. In other words, you don't have to answer a question all at once. You don't have to chop down the tree all at once. You can go inside and take a break. Okay? This takes practice. It takes work. Number 7. Sometimes the answer is obvious. Sometimes you have to take it exactly as it is. And that's a hard one. The I Ching is good at that. Delivering an obvious answer without even having to go to any moving lines or anything else. And you just have to say, well, I get it. And that's just the way it is, you see. That's just the way it is. Life can be lifey. And when it is, sometimes there's not a whole lot you can do. And when you're asking questions of yourself, to yourself, about yourself, by yourself, you can be as honest as you can be. And you just have to be that way. Okay? And just take it as it is, as I said before. And you can file it. You know? Raven asked before, am I accurate? Yeah, horribly accurate. Horribly accurate. When I was 29, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. And I immediately just asked the universe, is he going to die? And immediately came back, yes. I thought, no. And I immediately made a plea and it came back right away, stop. He's going to die. And I loved that man. Still do. I'm 71, almost 72. I'll be 72 soon. And I think about him every day. I have pictures of him, he and I on my wall over here. Pictures of him and a picture that we did together. You can see a part of it on the wall over there that he and I did together of Harvey and me. Harvey the rabbit. And the universe will tell you. Now, here's number 8. Keep a sense of humor. Learn to laugh at yourself, because the universe laughs at us all the time. And if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to be in trouble. I actually did an ancient Egyptian thing in that hospital room. And what I saw was amazing. And it was, again, no. I won't tell you what I saw. It's complicated. But it was a definite no, and hell no. Sometimes it's just the way it is. He was a veterinary surgical anatomist, and he had done years of dissections without rubber gloves, and he was exposed to formalin, which is formaldehyde and latex. And, yeah, it was bad. You know, poor guy. What a wonderful man he was. A wonderful man. A lot of veterinarians. He trained a lot of veterinarians. Don't let me get maudlin. I'm maudlin enough as it is. Don't look for trouble, number 9. Don't look for trouble. You'll find it. I guarantee you. Try to be open and not pessimistic. That's really important, especially if it's an emotional relationship type of thing, because we have a tendency to look for the dark side of things a lot. You know, is so-and-so fooling around on me? So-and-so, you know, this and that. And or did he really plagiarize me? I've been plagiarized. I was plagiarized by Waterford Crystal. They gave me a credit, though. I guess that wasn't true plagiarism. They just put an article I wrote about leprechauns on their site and didn't want to pay me anything for it. No, they didn't want to. They just didn't pay me anything for it and refused to. I said, just send me a, you know, an ashtray or something. I mean, you know. No. We have lawyers. Do you? No. So that was that. I was plagiarized by a priest for months. Months. He's still a priest. He'd been a Catholic priest, and then he stopped doing that. God bless him. He owned up to it. He was all right for it. I liked the guy. I still like the guy. It happened. It's happened before. Other people have done it before him. It's happened to me afterwards. Who cares? You know? So open up to better things. Don't be pessimistic. Things happen. People do stuff. You know? That's number 9. So don't look for trouble. Don't look for trouble when you read for yourself. And number 10, write it down. Keep a log. Take a picture of the cards. Talk into your gadget, whatever that gadget may be. And with practice, and it takes practice, you will eventually be able to read for yourself very easily and quickly. And there will be no hesitation and no question. I say, leave the Ouija boards alone, okay? Those things on my wall, they're on my wall for a reason. They can be deceptive because they work through us. And no matter how clear you think you are, the subconscious mind, the id, is incredibly powerful. The id, the superego, they are always, always, I think. I'm no psychologist. One of my very close friends is. We talk about such things. And we've known each other for a long time, you know, from when I was hippie man, you know, hippie man, hippie boy, hippie boy, wearing that cowboy hat behind me, that big black hat on the books in back of me. So all you have to do is practice. I hope you can watch this again to get the rundown on these things. And what's going on here? I have too many questions that I'm afraid to have answered. Well, that's good. Don't be afraid to have them answered. Well, I don't know if they're afraid. I understand. But see, I've asked questions. There are questions that I don't want to know the answer to because it might hinder me. It might make me, well, if that's the case, why do I want to try? See, I want to try everything. I want to keep going forward. I don't want to hobble myself, so to speak. So there are questions I don't care about, frankly. I know that one of these days, I'm going to seize up and be gone. Or I'll just fade away, you know. My theory is old hippies don't die. They simply become paisley. Little light go off there? Yeah. What do you think? Pennies are no longer being made. Huh? Right? So it's all about questions that you might have just about what should I do next? Here's a question. Here's a real question. Do I need that fountain pen that I want so badly? No. Hell no, I don't need that fountain pen. Would I use it if I had that thing? Really? I wouldn't even like it that much. It's even the green color. It's green. I like it. And you can see here it's a green color, you see. But it's reversed. Why wouldn't I like it that much? Why? Oh, quality issue. Okay. All right, should I let it go? Really? Do I need to let it go? No, I'm going to keep at it for a while. Am I going to buy that pen? Am I going to buy it? Oh, okay. I know what's going to happen. Maybe you do too. See? So we'll see. That was the Queen of Desks. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'll let you know. That's how you read for yourself. Quickly, to the point, you get the answer. That won't hurt me to have another fountain pen. I've got lots of them, you see. Yeah. If you start waxing your mustache, it's hard to stop. It's a pain, but I do enjoy it. All right, that's this week. My time is up. I've gone too long. I must be going, as Groucho Marx said. Have a wonderful week. Do practice this. I'm serious. This it's easier than it sounds, but you'll get it. I promise you, okay? All right. I love you all. You have no idea how much I do love you. Being able to come here and talk to you every week is such a gift for me. And I truly love you. Okay, so have a good week. Until next we meet, I wish you all peace and love, and talk to you next. Okay? All right? All right.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.